Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Welcome back. How are you?
Good to be here.
What's happening?
Forgot my allergy medication. Oh, very concerned for myself.
That's what do you take? Good. I might have
take
something.
Take Allegra.
No, I don't. I have Sudafed.
Yeah. That won't help.
Do you have something for it, Jeff?
I wish I did. It's all at home. I have Zyrtec at home.
I'll sit here and suffer.
I said, get the throat clearing ready. She's ready.
Know it. It's going to be nonstop. I'm going to suck on some cough drops, see if that makes a difference.
Tissues over there if you need them.
Well, that's all of us.
Yeah.
You know, so true. Although Jen seems to be suffering from it a little more than Marie has, you know, most of us anyway.
I could tell in the eyes.
Yeah.
Let me see it. You see it in the eyes.
I can. See it in the eyes. I can hear it in your throat.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I've been home with my kid. She got diagnosed with flu B. And yesterday I was like, oh my God, this fever doesn't break. We're all going to have our own time. We've had a lot of togetherness. Mm-hmm. I was having a lot of flashbacks to the 2020 era when we were all trapped in the house, not feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
And oh boy.
Yeah.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm happy to say the fever has broken, knock on wood. She's going back to school today. So sorry, Mrs. Ellinghausen, if she's a bit bonkers. She's been locked up with her parents.
Welcome back.
Man.
Yeah. And Tim is reportedly down with some kind of food poisoning.
Well, I'm concerned that it's a stomach bug because ever since I heard from him yesterday, my belly hasn't felt right either.
Boy.
So I'm like,
boy.
All right.
Everything's going around.
Everything is just falling apart.
Just when you thought it was over, it's all here, friends.
Here it is.
I thought he just wanted a day off, but you're saying he actually is not feeling something.
I heard from him, pretty early yesterday afternoon because I'm supposed to go on a video shoot with him today.
Oh.
And yeah, so that's going to have to be
if he's got that, you don't want to know.
Mm. Right.
Right. This is why we don't eat after each other.
And I sit very close to him. So.
Keep your food to yourself, friends.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get you caught up on this morning. Prince Harry and Cuba Gooding Jr.'s names came up in the P. Diddy investigation. What that means or doesn't mean. Also, Pirates of the Caribbean is coming back. And you're going to get to drink Star Wars blue milk.
Lucky you.
How exciting is that, among other things? Bunch of pop culture, just random pop culture stuff will get you caught up on the first E! News. P. Diddy Investment.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group. Schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Investigation.
Yeah, I have a feeling there are going to be a lot of names that just kind of get tossed around as this investigation continues.
I know. Anybody and everybody that ever went to a party that P. Diddy was at now is going to be dragged through this.
Yeah. And then, you know, some of them just names being mentioned and some of them probably in some way.
Oops, sorry.
In some way complicit or guilty of something, right?
You think they're all scared?
I would be a little bit nervous. But I get nervous. Like, I always am nervous that I'm in trouble for something when I'm not. Even if I'm driving down the highway and all of my headlights are working and my tags are up to date, if I'm not speeding, If I see a cop coming up behind me, I immediately get anxious.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, God. Oh, he's going to get me.
That's because you were speeding. You're lying. You were really speeding.
Yeah, okay. She's guilty for something.
I know, right? That's because you are.
I always feel like I am. So, like, if I had been to one P. Diddy party in my life, I would be nervous. Like, oh, my God. Did I talk to somebody that I shouldn't have talked to did I drink something that I shouldn't have, you know?
That school bus driver she had as a kid who had her number.
I was innocent.
You were not.
I was not an instigator.
She said you were an instigator.
That term was misused and I was mislabeled. Not an instigator.
That has stuck with you for life.
It really has. Mrs. Weller scarred me. Yeah. All right. So here's the deal with the investigation.
Were you at any of P. Diddy's parties?
Not that I recall,
are
but
you
I am wondering.
Sure?
I know. I'm a little nervous about it.
Yeah.
So Sean Diddy Combs put a spotlight on a few other celebrities, including Prince Harry. Nobody is accusing Harry of anything, but his name did come up in the $30 million lawsuit filed against Diddy by music producer Rodney Jones. Jones is accusing Diddy of sexual abuse, and in court papers, he talked about Diddy's alleged trafficking parties and his access to famous and important people, including Harry.
Oof, this is rough.
I know. So, yeah, I'd be sweating. Cuba Gooding Jr. now doesn't get off quite so easily. An amended version of Rodney's lawsuit filed on Monday accuses Cuba of sexual assault. Jones says Cuba, quote, began touching, groping, and fondling his legs, his upper inner thighs near his groin, the small of his back near his buttocks, and his shoulders last June. This all happened on a yacht rented by Diddy. Couple more updates on this story. Diddy's alleged drug and gun mule was arrested by the feds.
I saw this too. He used to play basketball for Syracuse, the college.
Drug and gun mule. Drugs and guns. Diddy sold all of his shares in Revolt TV and has nothing more to do with that. Trying to even remember what all was on Revolt.
I don't know. I was just pulling it up.
It was like hip-hop culture focused.
Yeah. Is that what it was?
Unapologetic, as I recall.
That's what it says.
Unapologetic, authoritative voice of hip-hop culture, which includes rap and R&B music and social justice news.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but I was... So, like, all these videos now are going around of what the inside of his house looked like after they raided it.
Did they trash
it? Oh, thrashed it. I was looking at them on TMZ, I think, this morning. And so his attorneys are coming out and saying that the government or who, like, the FBI and all the Homeland Security, all these people, it's like a witch hunt. They're all going after him. And they were showing pictures of the inside of his house, his daughter's room, just everything dumped out. They sliced open one of her big teddy bears, like a big plush bear, and I mean, thrashed it. Wow.
Yeah, legal expert after legal expert after legal expert has basically said the Fed doesn't proceed with charges like this. They don't do searches like this unless they got a lock. Solid case.
Something. Wow.
This is just the beginning,
And that this is just the beginning. Of course, if they're wrong, especially after all the damage they did.
I'll show them to you guys. I mean, they are, it's insane.
But they got to be pretty confident
that there's
moving
some
forward,
serious stuff there.
That they got enough.
Yeah.
And now they just want to see what else they can uncover.
Yeah. I wonder what all they've got.
The other thing that's going around is when Diddy got arrested with Jennifer Lopez back in 1999. This is like the other thing. Because, of course, immediately.
Both of them got arrested?
I'm getting ready to tell you. So immediately everybody starts doing the deep dive on Diddy and all the times he's been arrested. And then it popped up in 1999. Sean Diddy Combs and Jennifer Lopez were arrested on weapons and bribery charges. And they both got booked.
I do remember.
And they both have mug shots that are out there. But hers ended up dropping and kind of going away. And I think he ended up kind of getting out of it or moving out
his
of it or something
handled
like that.
It.
Yeah. But they were dating at the time. Yes, here is.
Interesting.
Yeah, she was detained for 14 hours before she was let go, and that's her mugshot.
Oh, see, they didn't let me look down when I had my mugshot.
they
make
you
look.
There's
a line on the camera thing that you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have you tilt your head down, and then you have to look directly at the lens. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Shortly after that, those two broke up.
You don't get to look demure and hot in that
Yeah.
In that way. Shots, like, yeah. We got to take a quick break coming up. Donations to Will and Jada's charity have plummeted since the Oscar slap. We'll talk about that. Christina Applegate talking about her condition, how she's dealing with that, some of the symptoms that she deals with on a daily basis, and the Pirates of the Caribbean reboot as your e-news continues.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.